From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Niko Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno encouraged the use of the potential legends or folk tales as added value for the tourism sector. This was conveyed by Minister Sandiaga when visiting the Pamandian Ike Sipawalak Hosa as a tourism spot, which is on the peak of Silalahi Hill, Silalahi Sabung District, Dairi Regency, North Sumatra. In his official statement on Sunday, Minister Uno said that the Ike Sipawalak Hosa means water that restores energy. The local community believes that the tourism destination may relieve fatigue. He also remarked that such folktale can be raised as an added value for both domestic and international tourists visiting tourism spots. Rector of the University of Indonesia, Professor Ari Kunchoro, highlighted through a webinar the importance of making and promoting strategic policies that effectively and efficiently enable limited resources to cope with the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The webinar was co-organized by the University of Indonesia's Economic and Social Research Institute, LBAM, Asian Development Bank Institute, IDBI, the University of Tokyo's Graduate School of Public Policies, GRACE, SPP, and Toshiba International Foundation. Professor Kunchoro also stated that endeavors to handle the multidimensional challenges could also bring positive impacts on development in the affected countries. The participants could also share knowledge and experience with related stakeholders in infrastructure development so that they would more comprehensively understand Asia's challenge and problems in the future. Deputy Chairman 1 of the Indonesian Regional Representative Council, DPD, Nono Sampono, urged the government to prepare a port development that is integrated with the Center of Fishery Activities, which will become an integrated fishery port zone in Maluku Province. In a press release of the DPD in Jakarta on Sunday, Nono affirmed that Tulehu in Ambon area is a good alternative location for the construction of a new port because the waters is calm and it has a good depth. The construction of the new port in Maluku, according to Nono Sampono, is a follow-up to Presidential's Regulation No. 21-2018 regarding the national strategy to accelerate the development of disadvantaged areas, one of which is Maluku Province. Through various development carried out by the government, Nono Sampono hopes to reduce the intra-regional disparities in the Maluku Island and encourage Maluku as a national fish center. Let's move on to the international news. A small Nigerian Air Force passenger plane crashed just outside Abuja Airport after reporting engine failure on Sunday, killing all seven people on board. The plane, a beach Craft King Air 350i, was on its way to the city of Mina, 110 kilometers northwest of the capital. The aircraft crashed while returning to the Abuja airport after reporting engine failure. The chief of the Air Force has ordered an investigation into the accident. President Muhammadu Buhari, in a statement, said his condolences to the Air Force and families of the victims, saying he was deeply saddened by the fatal crash. The Palestinian COVID-19 vaccination plan faces a $30 million funding shortfall, even after factoring in support from a global vaccine scheme for poorer economies, the World Bank said in a report on Monday. Israel, a world leader in terms of vaccination speed, could perhaps consider donating surplus doses to the Palestinians to help accelerate a vaccine rollout in the occupied West Bank and Gaza. The Palestinian Authority, PA, plans to cover 20% of Palestinians through the COVAX vaccine sharing program. PA officials hope to procure additional vaccine to achieve 60% coverage. Cost estimates suggest that a total of about $55 million will be needed to cover 60% of the population, of which there is an existing gap of $30 million. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will plot a path out of COVID-19 lockdown on Monday in an effort to gradually reopen the budget $3 trillion economy, aided by one of the fastest vaccine rollouts in the world. A fast start to the vaccine rollout, plus a nearly 2 months tough national lockdown, means Johnson can now set out a phased easing of the restriction, prioritizing a return to schools and social mixing outdoors. Johnson said that the decision will be made on the latest data at every step and will be cautious about this approach so as not undo the progress that has been achieved so far. New Zealand will use its platform as host an Asia-Pacific trade group in coming months to seek a global approach to coronavirus vaccination that will eliminate tariffs on goods needed to fight COVID-19 pandemic. According to Vangelis Vitalis, New Zealand Deputy Secretary for Trade and Economy, who chairs the APAC 2021 Senior Officials Meeting, trade is not going to solve the crisis, but trade can help. New Zealand proposed making shipments between the 21 APAC members of medicines, medical and surgical equipment, hygiene products and other goods tariff-free, and easing other restrictions on their movement across borders. The proposal would have to agree in the next couple of weeks to get approved at the APAC Trade Ministers meeting in May. That was the news. The performance of the Indonesian economy continues to show a direction of recovery and is already on the right track. In 2021, the government of Indonesia will continue to focus on carrying out the National Economic Recovery Program to support both households and the business sector, especially medium, small, and micro enterprises. To encourage consumption and increase financing for the business world, Bank Indonesia's the central bank harmonized monetary policy, including lowering the benchmark's interest rate. The meeting of the Board of Governors of Bank Indonesia on February 17 to 18, 2021, decided to lower Bank Indonesia's 7-day reverse repo rate by 25 basis points to 3.5%. The central bank also lowered the interest rate for placement of rupiah funds by 2.75% and the rate for provision of rupiah funds by 4.25%. The decline in interest rates this time continues the trend that has been going on since early 2020, when Bank Indonesia cut its benchmark interest rate by 150 BPS. This decision is consistent with the forecast for low inflation and maintain stability of the rupiah exchange rate. This is also an effort to boost the momentum of national economic recovery. The 25 BPS cutback in the Bank Indonesia's benchmark interest rate was also driven by the slow transmission of the Bank Indonesia's benchmark interest rate to banking interest. Throughout 2020, bank lending rates only fell 83 BPS to 9.7%. Although in the same period, the Bank Indonesia's benchmark interest rate had fallen by 125 basis points to a level of 3.75%. Apart from easing interest rates, Bank Indonesia also took other steps as a follow-up to the synergy of the Financial System Stability Committee's policies. From March 1 to December 31, 2021, Bank Indonesia will relax the provision for down payment for credit or motor vehicle financing to a minimum of 0% for all types of new motorized vehicle. During the same period, Bank Indonesia will also relax the ratio of loans or financing to value for credits or property financing to a maximum of 100%. This policy applies to all types of property, from landed houses, flats, to shop houses or home offices. All of these stimuli are expected to be able to encourage Indonesian economy recovery, which has slowed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. That was commentary.
Today in a Story starts with the event on February 22, 1958, when United Arab Republic signed. The United Arab Republic is a country that was formed between 1958 and 1961. This republic was a combination of Egypt and Syria. The United Arab Republic was the brainchild of Jamal Abdel Nasser. The United Arab Republic was the first step towards creating a pan-Arab state. President Nasser and President Shukri al-Kuwatli signed the United Agreement on February 22, 1958. Nasser was appointed as President of the United Arab Republic and Cairo was made its capital. Next event was in 1997, when the first cloned mammal dolly sheep was announced. On February 22, 1997, a team of scientists from England led by Ian Wilmut at the Roslin Institute near Edinburgh, Scotland, announced the existence of an ewe named Dolly. Dolly is special because she is the first fully cloned mammal. This cloning research is a collaboration between the Roslin Institute, which is part of the University of Edinburgh, and the biotech company PPL Therapeutics. The last event was in 2012 when Kevin Rudd resigned from his position. The Australian Foreign Minister Kevin Rudd stated that he resigned from his position at a press conference on the sidelines of a state visit in Washington, United States, on February 22, 2012. The reason for his resignation was because he felt that he no longer received the support and trust of Prime Minister Julia Gillard. And listener, that's today in history.
Seharusnya hatiku berbunga ketika kau katakan cinta. Seharusnya hatiku bahagia ketika kau katakan rindu. Tapi aku merasa harus bagaimana, diriku tidak mencintaimu. Maafkanlah aku, maafkan ketika kau katakan rindu. Tapi aku rasa harus bagaimana, diriku tidak mencintaimu.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Trade supports small and medium enterprises SMEs in penetrating the export market. One of the efforts is to collaborate with related ministries or agencies and organizations, including business actors. Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi conveyed at the launch of the Accelerated Collaboration Program to print 500,000 new exporters in 2030, which was held in Jakarta. This activity was organized by the Indonesian Export Entrepreneurs Association and attended by exporters and other related business actors. Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi explained that there are numbers of things needed to encourage export-oriented small and medium enterprises, SMEs, including identification of products for the international market, consistency of products' quality produced, ease of licensing, and information of potential markets to be targeted. According to Muhammad Lutfi, with careful identification and carried out with related ministries, institution and association, Indonesia is expected to be able to develop various potential SMEs products so that they succeed in the global market. He added, with the right form of collaboration, business actors and prospective entrepreneurs will also benefit directly from the government's program. Besides, in addition to successfully exporting, Indonesian SMEs products are also able to compete with products from other countries. This collaboration also facilitated business actors to run their business. Based on data from the Ministry of Trade, currently in Indonesia, there are more than 13,000 SMEs exporters, representing 90% of national exporters in the January to September 2020 period. The types of products that have been exported include wood and wood products, fish and shrimps, furniture and tools, lighting, coffee, tea and spices. Apart from that, machines and mechanical equipment, plastics and plastic goods, clothing and accessories, fruits and electric machine were also included. That was my Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Yakinkan cinta untukku, walau cemburu merayu, selalu menginginmu hingga cinta jadi candu dan buatku terus memburu dirimu. Ku nikmati cinta sendiri dulu, membiarkan aksara asmara bercanda padaku. Kamu belum seutuhnya coba cintaku, walau harus masih ku tunggu dirimu meninggalkan. Kau pun sudah tahu itu cintaku. Ku nikmati cinta sendiri dulu, membiarkan aksara asmara bercanda.
hatimu tentang kita berdua. Cepat sudah kau tinggalkan dia.
Ku nikmati cinta sendiri dulu, walau harus pahit ku telan sakitku.
RRI was office voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Payuyon Beach is a new destination in Kanigoro Village, Kapanewon Sabtosari. The road access was only opened a few years ago, so it is not as smooth as the big beaches in Gunung Kidul. However, you should not be disappointed when visiting this beach, because this beach has beautiful natural scenery, calm, and a different atmosphere compared to other beaches. At Payuyon Beach, you will see a stretch of white sand combined with blue ocean waves and lush pandanus leaves, which makes the beach atmosphere look more natural. For those of you who have a hobby of fishing, this beach location is also a favorite spot for fishing. At the western part of this beach, you will see a natural cave under a cliff, which is suitable for camping. The sensation of camping on the Payuyon Beach can definitely be an unforgettable holiday experience. The scenery on the beach also looks beautiful with the pandanus trees around the beach. The location of the beach on the hillside will provide a beautiful and quiet soothing view. The location of Payuyon Beach is about 60 kilometers from Yogyakarta. To reach the beach location, you may take about 1.5 to 2 hours by motor vehicles. From the parking area, you still have to walk around 500 meters to get to Payuyon Beach. Along the trekking path, you will be spoiled by a peaceful natural atmosphere and also chirping of birds, which add to the comfortable atmosphere here. To get to the shoreline, you still have to go through a simple wooden ladder to go down a cliff about 4 meters. To enter Payuyon Beach, you only have to pay an entrance ticket of 5,000 rupiah, and it does not include a vehicle parking ticket. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you next time.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Waktu bertemu di ujung pintu hariku, ku ingin temukan senyummu untuk hilangkan semua lelahku. Saat kita bersama berdua, tak perlu bersuara tuh kita, saling bicara, saling membaca arti kata. Tak perlu ada mereka. Yang selalu punya pendapat berbeda. Bukan kita yang larut dalam cinta, seakan dunia hanya berdua. Milik kita bersama, tercipta ruang untuk bahagia. Mereka bersuara, telah mengerti kita, tak perlu. Temukan ragumu, ini tentang aku dan kamu dan kita. Seakan dunia kita yang larut dalam cinta, seakan dunia hanya berdua. Milik kita bersama, tercipta ruang untuk bahagia. Hanya berdua.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Tetangga Baru. I'm going to present you a conversation entitled Tetangga Baru, which means new neighbor. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation entitled Tetangga Baru, which means new neighbor. This conversation is between Kevin and his new neighbor.
Hi, saya Boris. Saya baru pindah hari ini.
Oh, saya Kevin. Semoga betah di sini.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Pindah, pindah, which means move. Baru pindah, which means just moved. Hari ini, which means today. Saya baru pindah hari ini. Saya baru pindah hari ini, which means I just moved today. Semoga Anda betah di sini. Semoga Anda betah di sini, which means I hope you enjoy living here. Ibu kamu ada. Ibu kamu ada, which means is your mother here? Beliau baru datang. Beliau baru datang, which means she just come. Beliau baru pergi. Beliau baru pergi, which means she just left. In the dialogue, you listen to the statement, saya baru pindah hari ini. Saya baru pindah hari ini, which means I just moved today. In Indonesian, the word baru, which means just, is used to state an event which just happened. To state the thing, the word baru is followed by a verb, such as pindah, which means move, pergi, which means go, and datang, which means come. For example, saya baru pindah hari ini, which means I just moved today. Another example of the word usage of baru, which means just, that shows an event which just happens, can be found in this following dialogue. Ibu kamu ada, which means, is your mother here? Ada, beliau baru datang, which means, yes, she is, she just come. Beliau baru pergi, which means she just left. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Hi, saya Boris. Saya baru pindah hari ini.
Oh, saya Kevin. Semoga betah di sini.
Listen Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, this is Rahma. I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Tanam Padi by Yeni Arbian. The song Tanam Padi was composed by S. Padimin. It tells the story of the life of farmers in Indonesia, one of which is planting rice. Rice is the staple food of most Indonesians. This song also depicts the rice fields that stretch out between the beautiful mountains and valleys, as well as the joy of the farmers who work in the fields. They do everything for a bright future. The rhythm of the song and the accompaniment of keroncong music that plays slowly seem to take us to a peaceful and calm rural nature. Well, listener, here is Yeni Arbian with the keroncong song entitled Tanam Padi.
Ooh.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sakit tak putih, belajar.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safirri Adela. See you on the next English program.